Okay, so today I am so excited to be interviewing Tyrone Jackson. And Tyrone, do you go by Tyrone?
I go by Ty.
Ty.
Ty is fine.
Ty is fine. Very good. So Ty Jackson and Nicole Davies. Nicole?
Nick.
Nick. I want to say Nick and Nora.
We keep everything.
It's kind of Nora-like.
But instead it's Ty and yes. Nick. So Ty Jackson and Nick Davies, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
And you guys are here representing your company, Big Head Books,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
Which is a publishing company. Now, is it strictly children's books?
Yes, right now.
Right now. So there's room for expansion, possibly?
I think it is our intention to stay as a children's publisher.
Yeah, okay. That definitely is the intention. But eventually we'll branch out. I don't see it for coming anytime soon, because really the point of our company is to empower children, is to entertain children. And but eventually I think once we expand into this juggernaut of a company, then we'll have no choice but to take on adult literature.
Okay, excellent. So let's just jump right into Big Head Books and who you guys are. And I know you're only two of a total of four people
four
in the company, right? Five mm-hmm. people in the company. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our other members, or crew members as we like to call them, the Big Head Books crew, are Marty Jackson, who's Tyrone's husband, and
Tyrone's
Jimmy
husband.
Hall. I mean, Tyrone's wife. You know what I meant. She did call you Nora. It confused
That's true.
Me.
I confused her.
Ty's beautiful wife, my sister, mm-hmm. Martique, my husband, Jimmy Hall, and our illustrator, Jonathan Shears.
Very good, very good.
And we are Big Head Books. It is our mission, really, to bring diversified characters to American literature. And with the face of the world that's changing, and people are embracing all of these different colors and cultures, it's time. I think people are really ready to see diversified children of different colors on the cover of books, and feel comfortable enough to pick them up and find themselves within those pages. So that's our mission at Big Head Books, to get those books out there to kids, and also within that, to encourage them, you know, to have them believe in themselves and to realize, you know, we can do it, you can too.
And not only for there to be a diversity within literature, but for it to have a very contemporary feel. I think part of the problem with multicultural literature is that it dwells too much in the past. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong about learning about your history and learning about your heritage. I just think that there needs to be evolution. And that if we're going to teach children and empower children to read more, then I think it's got to be done in a more contemporary way. The majority of the literature that's out there now, in my opinion, is majoritively old school, so to speak. A lot of it deals with very heavy topics like segregation, topics like Jim Crow and how we overcame. And again, I don't want to discount those things. Those things are unbelievably important. They set a foundation for who we are as a culture, who we are as a people. But in the world of Facebook, in the world of Wii, in the world of PlayStation 2, you can't necessarily give your son Jackie Robinson and Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King and think that they're going to be content with that. Nor should they be, especially when the majority of literature out there, mainstream literature, doesn't deal with history from other cultures. It deals with contemporary feelings, contemporary issues, things that are happening today. And I'm very proud to be a part of an organization that's out to bring that type of contemporary feeling to a multicultural aspect to the world. That is definitely our mission.
Excellent. Very nice. Now, so, you know, it's hard for me to know where to go from here because there's so much we could cover here. But let's stop for a second. And your website, actually, there's a couple of websites, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which will then introduce one of the characters.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So, website for Big Head Books.
www.bigheadbooks.com. You'll be able to find a little bit about each and every one of the crew there. You'll be able to find out about our books.
I have to stop you there. I have to stop you there. Okay. So, of course, I've been on a few times, and it's changed. So,
yes.
Whoever's in charge of that website, oh my God, it's amazing. But,
thank
Nick,
you.
There you go.
I am the creative director.
There you go.
I, I did put it together. I'm rather proud of it. It's an evolutionary work. Nothing that I've ever really done before besides the previous website. So our new website, I'm really happy with. And of course, you know, Ty has his finger in every tiny little bit of design, so I can't take all of the credit. He's there leaning over my shoulder, breathing down my neck 99% of the time. But I'm really proud with the results. I really am.
And
I think it's streamlined. It's cool. It's funny.
It is. It's funny. It's fun.
Thanks.
And it's great. And I liked the other one, too. So, I mean, you just have a great creativity. But I stopped you, not just to say that, but to also ask a very important question.
Yes.
Your bios.
Those were real? No.
I was not in the circus as the famous hairy boy.
As many of our followers, our readers, and our fans know, I'm also a writer. And Ty gave me just literary freedom to go ahead and write whatever I wanted to. And who knows, maybe we'll get serious one day, but it's really difficult. I think where it all stems from is it's really difficult for me to talk about myself seriously. It's really difficult for me to talk about my own works seriously. So sitting there looking at it and saying, what am I going to say about myself? Yeah. And I just, the writer kicked in, you know, the silliness kicked in. And I just let it flow. And I could, and, you know, and to be honest with you, Jonathan and Ty, in their first book, actually had pretty humorous little blurbs about them in the book. Mm-hmm. So we also helped with that. So it stemmed from there, and just our quirkiness, and us trying to just be who we are. That's who we are. We're silly, we're fun, you know. And we wanted to share that with people, and hopefully they'll get it.
I was cracking up.
You were?
I was totally cracking up.
Oh, great. Somebody got it.
Okay. But I had to ask. Oh,
nobody said to change it, so no, you know, and the majority of them are no. Except for me. I'm not really sure if I am from this planet, but I'm okay with that. Totally okay with that.
Great. So everybody can, you know, check out those bios at www.bigheadbooks.com. Very good. Very good. So going back to each of you and how you even got to be here, because I'm always interested in knowing how people got from A to B and then where they're going to go after that, because you never really stop. At least I don't believe you do.
No.
And so your life kind of goes through these evolutions. So who wants to go first? Where'd you come from, and how'd you get here, and where are you going?
The origin of Big Head Books is definitely a very interesting conversation. It originally started because, first let's start with this. I had no experience in the literary world whatsoever a few years ago. I was in corporate sales and having a, you know, relatively successful career in that. And then my best friend and I were just having this conversation. We were having a conversation about future millionaire athletes and how about 3 to 4 years after they leave their respective leagues that a great deal of them go bankrupt. And I thought the reason for that was that a majority of them that didn't understand or respect the power of money. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, well, you know, we need to empower our children and let them know about the world of finance, about the world of money. And so I did a little bit of research to see if there was something out there that existed, and I saw that there really wasn't. So I decided to create my own character, and the name Danny Dollar kind of just popped right into my head about 30 seconds after I was conjuring this up, and it just sound really cool.
And you know what? Let's stop there, because let's introduce Danny Dollar.
Sure.
The name of the book is
The name of the book is Danny Dollar, Millionaire Extraordinaire: The Lemonade Escapade, and it is about a young boy, 11-year-old named Danny. And Danny is like most children. He loves music. He loves hip hop. He loves basketball. But the thing Danny loves the most is money. And he's an unbelievably ambitious young man. He spends the majority of his time working odd jobs, doing things from raking leaves in the fall to washing cars in the summer. But his claim to fame is a lemonade stand that he has. And throughout the story, he has some adversity with that lemonade stand. I don't want to give the story away. Because I certainly want everyone to purchase the book.
Yes,
but
and everybody should.
And
this
everyone
is a great
should.
One.
Thank you very much. But he does go through some trials with this lemonade stand, but he perseveres, and in the end, he gets a really fantastic thing that happens to him because of his perseverance. and it really ends with a really great, funny event at the end of the book. So definitely everybody go there and pick the book up at, again, www.bigheadbooks.com. But when I thought about creating Danny, it took me about a year and a half with no literary experience. Fortunately, I had my sister here who has been kind of had her finger in the literary world for, I think, decades. So I had her on my side to kind of give me, not kind of, but to give me a big dose of help to figure out how to write this book. So after about a year and a half, I finished the book and here came the hard part of pushing it to publishers okay. to get it out to the masses. And after giving the book to 150 agents approximately and being rejected by every single one, I realized that only 3% of all submissions to agents get published. And I just thought, that's just awful. I mean, the majority, that means to tell me only 3 out of 100 submissions to agents get published. It just didn't sound right to me. Mm-hmm. So not liking those odds, I decided to figure out, all right, I'll publish it myself. So it took about another year and a half, again, with my sister in tow and doing research, going to the library, buying books, and loving the internet. Thank you, Mr. Internet. just whoever invited, you know, whoever did it, whether, well, anyway. But
Al Gore, right?
Al Gore, yeah, that's who I was thinking of. I couldn't get it out. Day by day, I mean, I literally started with something as simple as going to Google and say, how do you start a publishing company? Go into eHow and figure out and type in those exact same commands. How do you start a publishing company? And it really was as simple as that. And taking just getting some information from books, actually getting in touch with some people from the literary world who were happy to assist me. And also, and I can't state this enough, just having a support team, having my sister who day after day I would badger and just, can you help me with this? Can I ask you a question? Waking her up in the middle of the night. Yes. I mean, just, you know, she hated me at the time. She's loving me a little bit now, but at the time it wasn't a good time. And my wife, Martique Jackson, who is just unbelievably brilliant, and I'm fortunate to know her, much less to have married her. And she was incredible also in laying out the book, my sister in editing the book, and then in finding John Shears, which is another quick little story. Again, with this being my first publication and my first book, I had no idea how to go about looking for an illustrator. So I went from everything to Craigslist, to colleges, and posting up letters, and I'm looking for an illustrator, and just not really having a lot of success. So one day, after a couple of months of searching, I went to church, and I asked a couple of people, do you know of anyone who can draw? Do you know of an illustrator? And they said, yeah, the guy in the front row. And it just made me realize that, you know what, you have to ask God first, you know, and he'll you know, he'll lead the way for you. So that was a valuable lesson to me. But my illustrator, John Shears, I can't say enough about him. He is not only one of the nicest people I've ever met, but his talent has well exceeded my expectations. And I'm very grateful for your friendship and your partnership. And, you know, this is also that you can lower your price, Jonathan, also.
there you go.
But I'm just kidding. Sort of. So anyway, so after pushing and after learning how to publish Danny and finally getting it out there, we've been very unbelievably fortunate. It's only been out for about 7 months. We've probably sold about 1,600 copies. Right. And again, that's without the help of Barnes & Noble. It's without the help of these major bookstores and large entities like Amazon. It's really just through grassroots marketing, just through word of mouth. And Facebook has been instrumental mm-hmm. in our success as well. The Berkshires has been unbelievably kind to us mm-hmm. With a number of events that they've allowed us to have at different venues throughout the town and city. So we're definitely grateful to that. We've also branched out into New York in a very big way, from the Human Bookstore on 125th Street to Children of Promise out in Brooklyn and the Children's Village over in the Polo Grounds in New York. We've had a lot of other entities also embrace us, order dozens of books from us, and really make Danny Dollar virtually, not necessarily a name brand yet, but getting the word out there about this book that is empowering young children. And not just children of color, again, but empowering all children to teach them about a universal topic, which is financial financial security.
And let's expand that. It's actually not just children.
No, that's
I learned a lot
point.
From Danny.
Oh.
I learned a lot from Danny, and I think I told you before, my husband just loves him.
Yeah, wow, that's really awesome. That's great. Actually, our biggest fans are the people that we get the most feedback from are not children, it's adults, on how they not only learn things, but now they can start that conversation at home
right.
now. Because that's something that I think a lot of parents are timid to do. That conversation about money seems to be taboo mm-hmm. for whatever reason, whether it's a lack of or just whatever reason. It's not a common entity to talk about money, and that's something that we have to talk about. It's something that's, you know, there's a reason why we put our children through school. There's a reason why we have them study, and it's not only to educate them, but also to set them on a path for financial security down the road, so that when they're adults, that they're secure, they don't have to worry about the mortgage and all these other things, because these things have been instilled in them right. in a young age. So, getting back to Big Ed Books, after Danny was created, the hard part was marketing. So it's still almost a situation where we're still trying to figure out how to get this book out to the masses. So. I wound up leaving my full-time job at my corporate office, which was a very scary decision to do. And I literally just decided one day, I woke up and looked in the mirror and said, "No, today's the day." And I told my wife, and she said, "What the heck is wrong with you?"
Right. Maybe you just need to take a day off.
How about a leave of absence or something like that? But I knew that there was something big about this. There was something big about Danny. There was something larger than myself and this job that I had. And I knew that it was my mission to get the word out about this book, about its message, about the vision. And so far, it's working out really well. It's funny, by coincidence, about an hour or two ago, there was a woman from Florida who contacted me, and she just ordered 20 copies of the book because she wants to educate the children in her.
Wow.
In her, I can't remember the name of the organization. I really do apologize for that. But she found us on Facebook. And she reached out to me, and 20 books are coming to her as of tomorrow. So she wants to let the children know about Danny and the message. So it's really just this snowball effect that has taken.
Exactly.
And I couldn't be more excited and more grateful. So
wow.
So now that we're marketing and we're getting the word out there, we were fortunate enough to be able to have another publication to come out, and that is titled When I Close My Eyes. And I think because I've talked so much already, I'm going to let my sister talk a little bit about
all right, take it away, Nick.
When I Close My Eyes is pretty much my favorite. I love Danny. I love Danny's message, and I love the effect that Danny is having on children of today. But just, you know, for a child, we need to engage their imagination. That's the most important thing. As an adult, I need to engage my imagination. As my 15-year-old, she does. Mm-hmm. You know, with kids being so overstimulated today by outside sources, they need to learn to do that for themselves. And When I Close My Eyes is that book. Mm-hmm. It's brilliantly illustrated. The colors are fabulous. The little girl, whose name is Dot,
she's so cute.
I absolutely love her. And really, the book just takes you on a trip through Dot's imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she starts out in the park, and she mm-hmm. closes her eyes, and she's in a jungle, and she's
yeah.
playing with zebras, and it's a powerful message in itself. It's a beautiful, beautifully illustrated book. It's very dazzling just turning mm-hmm. the pages. I think that's why it really engrosses young children. But for me, I love it. I have it right there at my desk. I look at it every day. It just, you know, takes me on a little mini vacation, and I'm extremely proud of this book. Jonathan Shears did a brilliant, beautiful job on this, mm-hmm. and I'm real proud of Ty for putting it out. You know, he penned it pretty much, what, in a day? You know, it was amazing, mm-hmm. and coming from taking such a long time doing Danny, for him mm-hmm. to just, it was just there. It was an image, a message that came to him, and he described it. When he described it to me, I thought, this is so cool.
Right.
So, and he penned it in a day, and we started, you know, right on it. And it's a bit, what do we call it? Dr. Seuss-ish?
Dr. Seuss-ish.
Yeah, try saying that.
Yeah. Okay, well, but once was enough. But it kind of rhymes. It's
yes,
sing-songy.
It does.
And it's kind of fun to say it. Recently, We have engaged an interpreter who has translated it into Spanish.
Really?
It sounds so beautiful in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
So that is our next venture with When I Close My Eyes. And my absolutely beautiful and wonderful best friend, Sarah Reese, is the one that translated it. And we just got the translations today. And it's just beautiful. It just sounds beautiful when you say it. So I'm really excited about that also.
And not to cut you off, sis, but it was the part of the whole message from Big Head Books is, again, exposing all different cultures to literature. So it only made sense to take that book, which we really, I feel like Nicole does. I love Danny, but there's something special about When I Close My Eyes, mm-hmm. because it really does make children realize that the most powerful thing that they have within themselves is their imagination. And this book really kind of exposes them to it. So again, having the book translated in Spanish was just a natural fit. It just really made sense because, again, this country and this planet has become so diverse. So it only makes sense to reach out to different cultures, mm-hmm. reach out to different races, and let them know that there is literature out there for you, that you don't have to just go into Barnes and Nobles or Borders or what have you, and accept what you see there, because most of those books, let's keep it real, don't look like you. Mm-hmm. They don't come from where you come from. And although we the last thing we want to do is, we don't want to create literature that's heavy and make people feel heavy about their background and their ethnicity. But what did I say?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Yeah,
I was going good.
But we want children to see themselves. Nick always says this. We want children to see themselves within our books. So we really are proud to have this in Spanish. It'll be available in about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow, that's fast.
So you can go right on to bigheadbooks.com, and our creative director extraordinaire will have it up on the site for you to order. And I'm going to stop talking.
Wait, but that brings up something else about the book that's very neat. You guys offer a service where people can personalize?
Yes! Yes! Our imaginative and brilliant friends over at Impress Printing.
Dave,
we love you. And Katie.
And Jordan.
We love you very much. They, you know, it's very important for us also to patronize local businesses.
Right.
It's very difficult for us to do that,
right?
Of course, because it's a small town, and oftentimes, you know, they can't be very competitive to what's maybe in Washington, D.C., and is an internet-based company. So, you know, it was really great for us to be able to find a local business that worked with us, that, you know, really enjoys working with us, just shoots ideas to us all the time. And so Dave came up with this brilliant idea to personalize the book. And you can actually do that. You can put a picture of a loved one on there. My boss today told me that he wanted to put a picture of him and his wife and send it to his his new granddaughter.
Wow.
And I thought that was brilliant. You know, I want a picture of me and Bob, and I want it to say love, you know, grandma and grandpa.
There you go.
And I thought, oh, that's perfect. Well, we never even thought of that.
Right,
but you can do it for a million things. You know, you can send one to your local school from your family, you know, and it's just a perfect gift. We had our first internet order today, which was pretty exciting.
For the personalization.
Just today, it was a milestone, so we're really excited about that, and hopefully they'll roll in more. But I wish I can explain it to you, but you can go on the internet, go to Big Head Books, check out the book, and see for yourself the vibrant colors, how beautiful it is, and just imagine your child opening that page and seeing a picture of himself or seeing a picture of his favorite grandfather.
Right.
You know, it's a keepsake. You can keep it forever, and it'll be something to remind you, you know, even a pregnant mom, you know,
yep.
with a little baby in
that's
her tummy.
Right.
That would be a great
right.
gift too. So it was just a brilliant idea, and I'm so glad we were able to implement it. It was a really difficult process getting that onto the internet, with my skill level there, but we worked it out. It's working. Go ahead and try it out. Feel free to buy one just
there
to test
go.
It. And also, you know, on the website, which I didn't mention before, is you can actually get a preview of Danny Dollar Millionaire Extraordinaire the Lemonade Escapade. Get about 5 or 6 pages and give you an idea of what the book is about. And also, I'm not sure, Ty talked a lot about Danny, but it's important for me to let everyone know that this is this is a resource for your child. This is an opportunity, like he did say, to introduce the world of finance to your child in a fun way. It's not a textbook. It's actually a story. And Danny walks you through the whole banking process, introduces you to the teller. He makes you realize that, you know, the bank isn't just for grown-ups. I can walk in there anytime I want, give him a penny and put in my account. And that's it's important, and it's especially important for it to be wrapped up in a really funny
right,
story.
Exactly.
I mean, the kids love it.
But a funny story that actually, like you said, is what actually happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not so far-fetched. It's very funny and imaginative, but it's not that far-fetched to say that wouldn't actually happen.
Oh, it has. And actually, I'll let Ty tell you the story about how he came, one of the reasons why he came up with Danny Doll.
Well, besides the analogy of the millionaire athletes that go broke, my son, who was, let's say, 7 at the time, said, "Dad, one day, you know," said, "Dad, I want to open up a lemonade stand." And, you know, I'm a city boy. A lemonade stand on the sidewalk doesn't sound, you know, it could almost sound dangerous when you live in the Bronx. But,
I'm a New Yorker, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Then you know it's true.
Then you know it's true. What are you talking about? But here in Pittsfield, I said, you know what, that sounds like a good idea. So we built a little lemonade stand, and we took it out to the street. And 3 hours and $50 later, I was in shock. I said, "You got to be kidding me. This kid made $50 in 3 hours. There's some adults that don't make $50 in 3 hours. So I thought, you know, what a powerful message of entrepreneurialism. I said that right.
Yes, you did.
Thank you. And, you know, and not just that, but, you know, he had to have a little staff. So he had to hire people.
Sure.
And he had a payroll, so he had to pay everyone. And, of course, he had expenses because, you know, Dad didn't just give him the money to...
Lemons cost money.
So it was really a great business lesson for him to learn. And I said, again, that this is a powerful lesson that really all children need to know. So my son, Ajay, really was the inspiration for Danny Dollar. And in fact, where we were at the Harlem Book Fair 2 weeks ago, where we had just an unbelievable time and had great success, but both my son, Ajay, who was the inspiration for Danny Dollar, and my daughter, Aaliyah, who was kind of the inspiration for When I Close My Eyes, got to sign their first autographs. So it was just really a family affair. It was a lot of fun. And you know what? It sent a really powerful message. I didn't think about it at the time. But, you know, my children knew about my going-ons with this new part of my life, how I left my job to pursue my dreams, and now these dreams are coming to fruition, and really in a very short period, because Danny's only been out for 7 months, and to sell almost 2,000 between combined with both books is really I think a very great success story, but I think it shows children that you can grow. Not to limit yourself from what you can do. And when you believe in something, when there's something inside your heart, you have to go for it unconditionally. And even if that means willing to sacrifice some things, but if you know it's for the greater good and it's something that just drives you, then you have to not only go for it, but let nothing at all stop you, including ignorance. And I have to admit it, there's just a lot of things I didn't know, but that didn't stop me from finding out. So, and if that meant staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning or, you know, maybe taking
you
a day.
Me staying up.
We. Did I say me? I mean we. We staying up late and figuring these things out. What's a copyright? What's an ISBN number? How do you lay out numbers or words on a page? It's just, there's so much to it.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't allow ignorance to stop us from doing that. Mm-hmm. And the fruits now are us sitting here with you and having this interview.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been on television 3 times. We've been on countless radio interviews and on the front page of newspapers. And this is from, again, a couple of people who didn't know what they were doing just 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. So the message that I'm kind of throwing out there to everyone is, one, when you know what your dream is, and I'm not saying it's easy to know because I didn't realize what my dream was until I was in my 40s. So I'm just very grateful that I discovered that this is my passion and that this is my purpose. But once you know that, you are doing a disservice to yourself if you don't follow through and conquer whatever that is. It is the reason that you're here. And it's not to do something just to bring home a paycheck or to pay the bills. You're here on this planet for a purpose, and once you discover what that purpose is, you have to go for it unconditionally.
And more than that, it's something I think, no, I know, that you're not just doing a disservice to yourself, but you're actually doing a disservice to everyone.
To everyone.
Because think about all the people that wouldn't know about Danny and Big Head Books, who's going to also help other people. It wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be there. So
I feel that in my life, it was a huge domino effect. I mean, just all of my life, I've wanted to be a writer. And all of my life, I've written. And I just, to be honest with you, I always thought, you know, this is something that I'll hand down to my kids. They'll mm-hmm. be able to read these, you know, manuscripts and say, wow, look what Mom did. And this one right here was like, why? These people should be reading them now. We wow. need to do this now. And I really believe that it was him mm-hmm. just dragging me along and believing in my capabilities and just saying, you can do it. Okay. That has gotten me to where I am and has gotten me, yeah, I was just having a conversation today with one of my coworkers because I've been too chicken to really quit my job. So, and I was telling her that, you know, in 10 years, I'm not going to be here. I am not going to be at this company. Oh. I am going to be an executive of my own company. I'm going to work for myself. I'm an executive now, but I, you know,
right.
I'm going to be financially successful. That's my okay. plan, you know, and actually 8 years. So, and I believe that now. And he was really, really, Ty's handing me a note here. Like, I don't know, you know, and anyway, I just really wanted to just back up his saying of believing in yourself and believing that you can do it. The things that we have achieved in these last 7 months are just miraculous and wonderful. And I see no end to it. We're going to just continue and have a wonderful time with it.
Excellent.
We're going to bring everybody the best books on the planet.
Absolutely. I totally believe that because you already have started that process.
Yeah.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. But yes, I do want to know more about you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I this is difficult.
I got to talk about him, and
yeah,
I know, but I like to push people.
Someone.
I like to push people beyond their limits.
I am a writer. I love to write. And I started writing a story. Actually, I started speaking a story, shall I say. Four children, very little money, not a lot of room for books. But I did it at nighttime to get the little rats to sleep, or just to tell them a story about this wonderful girl named Willie.
Oh, wow.
And through the years, Willie, she turned from boy to girl. She played baseball. She rode NASCAR. She did everything, anything to get these kids to sleep. And my wonderful husband said to me, you know, you have to write this stuff down. You got to write it down. So I started writing it down, probably 13 years ago. And it took me a long time to get through it, but I did. And I actually have a sequel right in the background, which took, I mean, after writing for 11 years and gaining that experience and researching every possible thing and taking classes, I feel that I've become a better writer. So the second book I banged out in, you know, sure. less than a year. But to my utter amazement, Quest for the Keys will be published in just a few short months. We're working on the cover art right now. It's a full YA, young adult, yeah. Fantasy sci-fi novel featuring, you know, all kinds of different people. And it's exciting. It's me as a fantasy lover, as a fantasy writer, as a sci-fi lover and reader and writer. It's really hard to find characters that might look like me. Mm. I'm a multicultural woman.
Mm-hmm.
And through my life, I've always been a multicultural woman, but mm-hmm. it's very rare that I've ever found somebody on a cover looks like me. So it was so very important for my mm-hmm. characters to look like me, or the cornucopia that is my family. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I wrote this story about these amazing kids. You know, it's an adventure. It involves self-discovery, the finding of lost family, you know, the bond of siblings, and it's all wrapped up in this huge, epic quest. And I've always wanted to see that. I've always wanted to see people like me in these epic quests, and I've done it. I've pulled it off, and Big Head Books is going to be publishing it very shortly. So look out for that.
Oh,
it's called
yes.
Quest for the Keys.
Quest for the Keys.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That's
and
by me.
Big Head. books is
www.bigheadbooks.com.
Perfect, and that's where we can find.
Or, and also you can go to DannyDollar.com, www.DannyDollar.com, to check out Danny Dollar and get a full little
character that he is.
Yeah, get a little a peek of the inside of the book, check out the illustrations, read a little bit to your kids, see if they like it.
Social media.
Yeah.
Check out our social media. We're on Facebook. You can Twitter. Oops, sorry about that. You can do the little birdie
thing.
You
can tweet.
You can tweet. Big Head Books also.
There you go. What is the handle for Big Head Books? I don't remember.
On Twitter?
Now. On Twitter.
You just said it.
Is Big Head Books? That's it. Big Head Books. There you go.
So we're all over the social media. You can also friend Ty or I. We'd love to have you. Love to talk to you. Love to give you any advice you might think that we can give you, you know, help you out. You can contact us via the website also. Send us a message. Let us know what you think about the website. If you've read the books, if you love the books, write us, let us know. And you could go on there and see all the people that love it. You know, you can go to Danny Dollar and read all of the quotes and, you know, the messages that we've received from kids across the country and people across the country in regards to Danny Dollar. So, I think that's it about me.
Yeah.
I'm young and beautiful
so
for all of you people out in Radio Land that want an image of me.
And
young and beautiful.
And taken.
And married. Sorry.
Very taken.
Very happily married, too. Very happily married.
Yeah, there's so much more to you, I know. But I also know that you don't like to talk much about yourself, and we'll let it go for now.
Thank you.
But,
I'll talk about her because she really is a very talented individual. And I think she's almost underselling how great that this book is going to be. And I think there's something to be said about that genre, because she's right that there really has never been any diversity in that science fiction fantasy. Not a lot. I won't say there's never been, but there's not a lot. There really isn't. And so I think it's going to be groundbreaking when people can walk by a bookstore and they can see this science fiction fantasy novel with a person of color on the cover. I personally think it's going to be groundbreaking, and not just for that reason, but because it's a great, great story. And I was really in awe when I read it for the first time. And I can't wait for it to come out into publication, because I just think it's going to be I think it's going to be a juggernaut. So Quest for the Keys will be available in about 2 to 3 months. And there'll certainly be press and publication, and we are going to launch it with a company launching. So you could, all the people out in Berkshire County and also in New York City, be on the lookout for an event page coming on Facebook of Big Head Books launching party for Quest for the Keys, as well as our personal business venture of Big Head Books. And I really have great expectations, high expectations for us. My sister is unbelievably talented, and with the feedback we've been getting from Danny Dollar, when I close my eyes, I really know that we're doing something special. Again, I don't think that you achieve this type of success, and I'm really not tooting my own horn, I'm just kind of putting it out there, that in such a short period of time, for some people who really don't have a lot of experience in this, I keep saying that, but I think it just goes to show that nothing should ever stop you. I mean, unless you're a doctor and you want to, you know, I don't think that you should study for 2 months and then start removing body parts. That's probably not a good idea. But if you have a dream of opening a store or becoming a singer or doing something that's always just been in your heart and soul, but you've just never, ever had had the courage to go forth and attempt to accomplish, you know what? Look at yourself in the mirror and realize you have one life. You only get one of these. And why let one day of it go to waste? You should, every single day should be utilized into making yourself happy and achieving your dreams. And I refuse personally to live a regretful life. You know, I always say I want to live a regret-free life. And I couldn't say that a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like I'm on the right path. And I wake up every day really happy, really broke because I don't have a consistent paycheck coming in, but really happy. So so again, I just keep emphasizing this message, really, to just go for it, just do it.
I wanted to elaborate on that from the perspective that I'm sitting on. You know, when I told you that Ty literally dragged me along, he did. I've been sitting on 8 works of art for, you know, 15 years. And he's constantly said that. You got to do it. And mm-hmm. he walks the freaking walk, people. Mm-hmm. He walks it. He's out there every day pounding the pavement in the name of Big Head Books. And for me, who didn't have that like stoic belief, mm-hmm. it was really difficult for me. And it is every day. But every day, for those of you that worry like I do, all I can tell you is jump.
Yep.
Just jump. Just go ahead and jump. If you fail, it's okay. Get up. Right. Do it again. Just don't start. Stop. I know Ty makes it seem so easy because it is easy for him. I'm the real person. It's really difficult for me. But what I'm telling you is to jump. Take that risk. You're worth it. Mm-hmm. The world wants to know what you have. The world wants to benefit from what you have. So do it. Jump.
Yeah. You know what? You just made me remember that a lot of people don't go for it because of that internal dialogue.
Yeah.
And one of the messages is usually, but somebody already did that.
Oh, so what?
But the way you do it might be different and it might connect with somebody else. So that shouldn't stop you. Because mm-hmm. how many publishing companies are out there?
Lots.
Lots.
Thousands. Sure.
How many authors of children's books are out there?
Right.
Exactly.
I tell you, I utilize that same analogy that someone else has already did it. I actually use that as fuel. Mm-hmm. And I use that as an education. Because success leaves clues. There's a book that I've read from, it's called The Success Principles. And it's one of my favorite books. It's almost my Bible for me achieving my dreams. I can't remember. It's from the author who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. I can't remember why. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Me neither.
But the name of the book is called The Success Principles. And one of the things that it says in there immediately is that success leaves clues. And the fact that somebody else did that gives you a blueprint for you to go and say, okay, there's no reason why you just can't mimic exactly what that person did. Of course, you put your own twist, you put your own flair on it, but someone else has already did it, giving you the groundwork to accomplish it yourself. And you know what? If no one has done it, then you become a trailblazer. Then you become something of an icon for you. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if the first person to make a paperclip, you know, is now a millionaire somewhere, and he's iconic. So whether you create the internet or you create a paperclip or you create Danny Dollar, you know, there is a gift for you. There is something that you have within inside yourself, and it is your mission to give it. A gift isn't a gift unless you give it away. So you have to take those things that are inside of you and give it out to other people. And that this Danny Dollar, and when I close my eyes, and this whole Big Head Books concept was inside of me, and now I could see how it's really blessing thousands of people. And this is coming again from a guy with no experience, people.
Right.
I know I keep saying that, but you know, I don't want anything to stop you from achieving your dreams. It just there's no reason. There's nothing to stop you. And mm-hmm. and my sister Nick says it all the time that the resources are there and they're there for free. If you own a computer, even if you don't own a computer, you go to the library and you access the computer for no charge, and it will literally give you step by step every bit of information. Just type in, go to Google and type, how do I fill in the blanks? Whatever it is that you do, how do I become a better singer? How do I learn how to make, or how to sew? How to
crochet,
whatever it is that you feel is in your heart and soul to do. You know, it's a lot of analogies I use, and Colonel Sanders is one, honestly, that inspires me all the time. It sounds really goofy.
You're making me hungry.
But Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was rejected thousands of times, and it wasn't until he was in his 60s that someone actually gave him said, you know what, I believe in you, and I'm going to take this Kentucky Fried Chicken concept on and back you. I mean, can you imagine being rejected thousands of times and being in your 60s and still pushing this chicken, and then finally someone says, you know, someone, so it just goes to show, you know what, you're never too old, you're never too, there's zero excuse, you know.
Oh, I just wanted to tell you something that I learned just yesterday from my lovely friend Lucy Leonard. It was a fabulous quote that she gave us, and she said, when people tell me no, I just take it to mean that it's no, not now.
Right.
It's
right.
Just not now. Come back later. That's how she takes everything and every rejection in her life. She takes it as a not right now, come back later. And I thought that was just a brilliant thing, and I wanted to share that, and I wanted to thank Lucy for that little tidbit.
You know what? Now that we're thanking people, there are so many people that
I want to thank. We don't get a chance to do it.
And we
don't
get a chance to do it. This is an ideal opportunity. And I'm just going to pray that I don't leave anybody out. Unfortunately, I have my sister who's much smarter than me, who is going to probably slap me in the head and say, you got to mention this person. But I'm going to start with Shirley Egerton, how spectacular you are. Lucy Leonard, who was just mentioned. Gwen Van Zandt. Heidi Higgins from Legacy Bank. Donna Todd Rivers.
Hey, Doc!
of This Beads and Beyond. John Valente of the Beacon Cinema. Naturally, my wife. Jimmy Hall, who's, you know, I know going out there and hustling for us to get the word out there. Of course, Jonathan Shears.
Eugenie Sills.
Eugenie Sills, absolutely. My brother, Manzo.
Manzo
is his nickname. He's been out there hustling books for us. My dad, Bruce. Bruce Dean. My mother, Diane Jameson. My sister, Jasmine.
Jenny.
Jenny. Just Jermaine. There's just so many people. And I'm going to pass the mic on to my sister because I know there's a bunch of other people. But there's just so many people. Listen, you can't do it by yourself. Right. You really can't. It doesn't matter. Even if you do have this song within you that needs to get out, you know what? Someone's got to push the button to record. And you're not always going to be able to do that. There's always going to be someone there that you're going to need. But as long as it's something that you believe in and you can get other people on board, then it's limitless. Mm-hmm. But just trying to think of other people that we need to thank.
Legacy Banks. We want to thank Legacy Banks. Egremont Elementary School, Conti Elementary School, everyone at Multicultural Bridge. That includes Gwen Hampton Van Zandt. Let's see. For me, you got somebody?
Yeah, I know we already mentioned Dave at In Touch Printing.
Dave!
Yeah. Dave has just been really spectacular with not only, you know, coming up with the concept of personalizing when I close my eyes, but he just does all of our printing for us. Whenever I need something, that even if it's last minute or really goofy, he always goes out of his way to make sure he gets it to us, and his quality of work is spectacular. So if there's anybody out there that needs any printing work done, In Touch Printing, www.intouchprinting.com. You give Dave or Katie a call, and they're going to be happy to assist you.
For us, I think the two most important people, I mean, to me, are my sister and my husband, Martique Jackson and Jimmy Hall. Are rocks. They're there, you know. They're oftentimes in the background holding up the walls for us while we're out here having a good time in front of the microphone or in front of the TV. And they're constantly supportive. You know, my husband walks me through ideas, talks to me about just everything, and I love him with all of my heart, and he's been a very integral part in everything that I write down. He listens to my crazy dreams, where most of my literature springs from are just dreams that are bananas. So, and he will listen to those dreams, and I could just see it in his eyes, like, oh Lord,
you know,
this woman. But he does, and he deals with us, our late nights, our traveling, our last minute things. Oh, I gotta go here, and canceling dates, and they're still there. Both of them are still there by our sides, you know, busting their butts in the background. So we want to bring them a little bit forward today and let you know about Jimmy Hall and Martique Jackson. Jackson, our rocks, we love you, Mom, Dad, and our parents, of course, Michelle Hill, LaVon Davies, Diane Jameson, Bruce Dean, because without them, we wouldn't be here,
well,
right?
This is true.
And I think, I can't think of, you know, just everybody, we have so many fans, the kids, we love them, the Children of Promise, and the kids at the Polo Ground, I just want to share with you an experience that we had. We went to New York, you know, one day to Harlem to visit some children, and these kids were amazing. I get chills when I talk about it. I mean, you can really see them in my arms. But I get a bit emotional, because to walk in and see all of these beautiful little children, you know, that look like me, you know, that look like you, that look like, you know, a bunch of different, you know, from various ages, packed in one room because they're just excited to see us. And then when we walk through the door to hear them go, you know, just excited, know who we are. Not just know who we are, but know the book. Mm-hmm. They read that book backwards and forwards. They told us their favorite parts. They were brilliant. Brilliant. The whole experience was euphoric for me. I mean, you know, to sit down, the kids were just clamoring, right, to be next to us. But whenever, when, you know, I sat next to these two great kids, Jonathan, and I can't remember the other boy's name, but they squished in next to me. You know, they just wanted to sit next to me, and I held the book while we read. But I opened the book to the back where there's a picture of Ty and Jonathan. And these two particular boys hadn't been a part of this class. They kind of just snuck in, you know, so they didn't have the book yet. And because everyone was just so excited, everyone just came to kind of rush to us. And when I opened up the book and they saw the picture of Ty in the book, and then they saw Ty sitting right there, they were beyond ecstatic. They were just beyond so incredibly excited.
And
that's what it felt like. It really did feel like we were rock stars, and it just felt like just the excitement in their eyes that, you know, it's not my book. I didn't write the book. And a majority, 50% of the girls there wanted me to sign the book. They were so excited, you know, just to see a female author of color that I just felt that walking through that door was an inspiration to them. And, you know, people need to realize that. And it's important for me, and I say it constantly, if you can't see it, you can't be it. You know, and it was just a euphoric and exciting thing to let them see what they can become from the polo grounds, you know, that they can be whatever they want to.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to share that.
Well, just to kind of touch back on the name of the organization is Children's Village. It is really a great organization. It's actually a lot of them within the country. But two people in particular I wanted to mention. Louise Grodenhouse, who was completely responsible for having us there and ordering dozens of books for these children. And Sally Ramos, the two of you, you guys inspire me, or inspire us, to do what it is that we're doing to get the message out there, because you guys are soldiers out there and empowering our children and
taking care of them.
And it is not without recognition. It is not without notice. So we thank you and all the children there in Harlem. I hope we're going to come and see you again soon. And I just wanted to mention those guys while we had. While we were talking about that particular topic. But that was a spectacular day, one of the great days of my life, to go there and to see these children and interact with them and for them to kind of get the message. Because that's I think that's where you're fulfilled as an author, when they not only enjoy the book, but if there's a message inside that they receive that message.
Right.
There have been so many kids that says, you know what, I'm going to open up a lemonade stand. And we've had a bunch of people send their pictures on Facebook of their kids having lemonade stands out on the corner. And it really humbles me and makes me realize that we all out there have a gift and have a power to touch people and to alter lives. And we should never, ever take that for granted. So
you know, whether good or bad.
Whether good or bad.
Watch every step.
So, you know, be careful what you do. Be careful what you say. But more importantly, you know, love children. I think something I read recently, just was so simple but so profound, is that I think the greatest gift that you can give a child is simply telling them that you believe in them. And it does something to their spirit and their soul when someone who loves them looks in their eyes and says, I believe in you. And I think so many people children out there, unfortunately, who aren't loved, who go astray and go in the wrong direction, really go simply because somebody didn't believe in them. Whether it was, and you know what, you don't have to be a parent. You know, you could be a guardian, you could be a neighbor, you could be a friend, you could be a teacher. But to look in a child's eyes and tell them that you believe in them and whatever it is that they want to accomplish, I think that's probably the most powerful gift that you can give them. And I'm sure that it will set the foundation for success for the rest of their lives. So you know what, go out there today, whoever is listening, you know, after you finish listening to this interview,
yeah, that's right. That's
you
right.
Go and pick up your kid or your neighbor's kid or your student at school or, you know, just someone that you know, and look them in the eye and tell them, you know what, I believe in you. Whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, you can accomplish them. And if you need any help, I'm here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, that maybe it didn't happen for you. But you know what? That doesn't mean that you can't make it happen for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hoping. You know, I think one of the most selfish things that you can do is help someone else. You know, when you help other people, it is just such a great gift to you, in addition to them.
Did you say selfless?
Selfish.
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 Is that what you meant?
Yes, selfish. Okay. One of the most selfish things that you can do for yourself is help others. It's just such an empowering feeling for you when you see the look on someone else's face that you've helped them. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's one of the most selfish things you can do.
But
is that
it's good.
Yeah, but I'm saying that in a good way. Selfish doesn't have to be bad.
Most of the time, it's
all about your perception on what selfishness is.
Yeah.
When you help an old lady across the street, or you see a bum someone who needs a dollar, and you give them that dollar, you feel a little proud. You feel a little good about yourself. But you've given. That's a selfishness. It's just your perception of what selfishness is.
You did it for yourself to feel good.
You did it for yourself to feel good, even though you helped somebody else along the way. So,
very unusual perspective, my brother.
Well, I like to keep a positive perspective. and I had a direction I was going with this, and now I'm completely off a track. But anyway, I think we all get the point out there that we have to empower our children. You know, that song, I Believe the Children Are Our Future, Teach Them Well and Let Them Lead the Way. I often put that on my Twitter and my Facebook. But it's a song that I remember from the 70s, but it rings so true that we have to empower our children. And when we teach them, we better our future. So go out there and hug and love your child. And again, tell them that you believe in them.
And then after you do that,
get them a big head
pick up all the books. And they can find those books where?
At bigheadbooks.com, at dannydollar.com. And even again, if you go to our Facebook pages for Big Head Books, When I Close My Eyes, and Danny Dollars, there are all links to get on and order any of those books that you want. You can also find them on Amazon. You can also find them on eBay. But I prefer that you go through us.
Okay. And can I just, this might be a great place to say, how much are these books?
Oh, yeah. They're incredibly reasonable. I mean, from what we see, we went to the Harlem Book Fair last week and realized that these books are incredibly expensive, which is counterproductive. I mean, we want our children to read. Granted, we want to make money too, but it's most important that we want our children to read. We want our children to receive this message. So Danny Dollar is very reasonable at $7.95 plus tax. And you can get When I Close My Eyes for $8.95 plus tax. And if you want it customized, it costs a mere, $3, $4? And it is a keepsake for $4 for that child to have it the rest of his life. It's just priceless.
Absolutely.
So, again, Danny Dollar, $7.95. When I Close My Eyes, $8.95. And a customization would be $12.95.
Right. And it was really important for us to make these books reasonably priced. We realized, and this isn't my opinion, this is a fact, is that African American people spend less on books than they do almost any other thing that they purchase. There's a study, I don't have it, I maybe should link it onto one of my websites, but we spend $39 billion on jewelry and clothes. We spend $56 billion on cars, and we spend $42 million on electronics. We spend $350 million annually on books. There's a huge disconnect when we're spending billions of dollars on jewelry and millions of dollars on books. There's something wrong. And I also believe that there's a connection with the literacy rate, that with us not purchasing books, and the literacy rate through our country, the dropout rates in our country, the fact that there's so much disease and poverty and unemployment. And let's not even talk about the prison system, where it's a statistic that every child, one out of every three children, African-American children born today, will be in jail. There is something seriously wrong. And in my opinion, the way to negate all of those things is literature. When you know more, you do more. And when you empower your child to read at a young age, it sets them up for the rest of their life for success. There is no question about it. So I beg all of you parents out there, if you want a better tomorrow for your children, and I'm not even just saying this because I'm an author or we're publishers, but go out there and pick up a book for your child and sit down and read with them. And you know what? Read yourself if you don't read. There's an old saying that children never listen to parents, but they never fail to emulate them.
Mm.
And when when your child sees you read, they will follow suit. Mm-hmm. Everything else, when you see your children, they emulate everything that it is that you do. Mm-hmm. So when you go out there and you're sitting down, you've got some downtime, you know what, make a point to spend 30 minutes out every day reading a book. And get a book for your child also and sit down and read with them. I guarantee you, it is going to change your life and theirs.
And of course, the best way to get your child to read is to get them to read something fun.
That's
something
right.
vibrant, something that's going to catch their attention. And we got those kind of things right here for you at Big Head Books. So please visit us at bigheadbooks.com. Bring your child. Let them surf the web and check out our website and send us a message and let us know what they're doing. We have so many kids that contact us and tell us they want to be writers and we love it. I can't even begin to tell you how much we love it. And so please encourage them to write us and ask questions if you want to. So many parents do that. It helps them to be more engaged in it. I mean, if you have to incorporate electronics into it, then do it. But find a way to let your kids read.
Well, and the site is fun. So.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. And that being said, my book, not to be contradictory, but Quest for the Keys will be mostly published through e-reader. I'm an e-reader holic. I must go through probably about 4 or 5 e-books a week. So we'll have, I know, it's sick. Well, right now I'm writing. I have a new story that I'm writing. And it's consumed me. I absolutely love it. I love the content. So, but look for it. Look for Quest for the Keys on e-reader. I will have some copies, of course. So if you really need a hardback, need that feel of a paper. I thought I was, too. I really was. But carrying 3 library books in your backpack and make you hunchback in a second. So I can carry 1,000 of them in my little e-reader. So I switched like an abandoned ship.
I was too.
I have to tell you, I really was. But it is a fabulous vehicle to encourage your children to read.
Yeah.
You want your kids to read? Give them an electronic device.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
And it's an e-reader,
right.
So all they can do with it is read,
right.
And it's quite fun. So go ahead and experience that, and you can get them. We're even considering and been looking into getting our other books on e-reader, because they can also read to your child. So even if you're not there, or the child is 2 or 3, and not so experienced with reading,
right.
They can always touch a screen and turn a page,
right.
And it'll read for you. So
which seems I would think makes
especially
sense for
yeah
that one.
And they look so gorgeous, backlit, and you know, with all the vibrant colors. So I'm really excited about breaking into that, into that particular area of the world very soon.
Now, Danny has his own website.
Yes, he does.
Right.
Yes.
www.dannydollar.com. Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about dot?
Dot does not.
dot doesn't have one.
Dot does not. It was, you know, we started with the kind of a dannydollar.com, you know, and
well, dot, when I close my eyes, it's almost something of a bedtime story. So it's really, it's for ages 0, because we do have adults who read it to their newborn children, up to maybe 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
And most of them are not internet savvy. There's not too many infants that are on the website, that are on the computer.
No.
Although my kids started, you know, really, really early. My kids were surfing the web at 2. So maybe that is a good idea to get Dot to have our own website. But we've been coming up with some other marketing ideas. We think a dot doll would be, you know, in the future. And I've already submitted both books to a number of entities like Nickelodeon and PBS, because I think both would make really, I mean, Danny Dollar to teach children about money, I think would be a great vehicle for PBS.
Absolutely.
I think When I Close My Eyes would be a great vehicle for Nick Jr. To kind of a Dora the Explorer knockoff, as opposed to going to all these different places. Dot is limitless. Dot can go anywhere. Dora can't go into outer space, you know, but Dot can, because all she does is use her imagination. So I think it would be really a great vehicle. So if you're listening out there, the people from Nickelodeon, you can reach me at
www.bigheadbooks.com.
And I will pick up the phone very quickly. So.
And by the way, I want to thank Leo Quills.
Leo is a good friend. He's someone we're going to start taking on for my next book, which is titled The Super Duper Kid. And it is about a young boy who, due to a freak accident, develops these superpowers, Unfortunately, the neighborhood bully was involved in the same accident, so he has these superpowers as well. So it's kind of a classic good versus evil through these two 12, 13-year-old boys. And he is going to be doing the illustrations for that, and he is a seasoned professional, and I know he's going to do a spectacular job. And you could expect that book out before, let's say, around Christmas time.
Perfect timing.
I think so.
I'm shooting for it.
Quest for the Keys, we're hoping to have sometime between October and November. So right in time for the holiday season, you're going to have two new Big Head books. In addition to, you know, of course, Danny Dollar, When I Close My Eyes.
And the customizations for Dot.
And the customizations for Dot are already coming through. So, you know, go on the website and take a look for yourself. You're really going to be awed and about how they look. And you'll see for yourself or when you get the book how empowering it is when your child opens up a book and sees a picture of themselves. I mean, it's just a wonderful feeling because I've witnessed it firsthand. So and for that low price, it's priceless.
You know, but it's a good book for any child. It's just a fun and imaginative and beautifully illustrated book for any child. Every child that sees it, you know, black, white, red, brown, square, purple, you know, they love it. We have pictures of them on the website looking, reading it at nighttime in their diapers on their beds, and so don't think that just because you don't look like the person on the cover, which is definitely one of the goals that we're trying to, one of the stigmas that we're trying to erase, you're still going to be able to find something inside the story that you are going to love. And that goes for all of Big Head books.
Wow. Wow. And we have been talking for
a long time.
Wow. And there's still so much. I don't want to let you go. Can you
stay? More minutes if you have more questions. Found your flashcards at all.
Well, that's because we actually covered everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. There's not that many.
Well, what else do we have?
What about Rita Palooza?
Well, Rita Palooza, as you mentioned that, Rita Palooza is a festival, a literary festival, that myself and I had a brain fart. Yeah, and I said brain fart on radio. Susan. Wow, Susan. Forgive me, Susan. I might not let you listen to this interview. Susan Little Roberts of Kid Zone and I are...
And Big Head Books.
And Big Head Books are going to have a literary festival where we are going to feature local authors. But we're going to surround all these local authors with a lot of food, fun, music. Jimmy Hall is going to do the DJing. Nick is going to be doing face painting. Of course, Big Head Books will be there representing Big Head Books, duh, and selling our books. But all the a bunch of local children authors from the Berkshires are going to get together for this event. They're going to sell their books. But we're also going to have people selling food and music. We're going to have some clowns and magicians. We're going to really make it into a fun festival. And this is the first time that we're going to be doing this. We're going to try to make it an annual thing. This is happening August 20th at Kid Zone at 10 Lyman Street. And it will go on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I really hope that there is a huge turnout because it's really a free event. And so you can have a ton of fun at no cost. We will be selling books. We will be selling food. But as far as all the fun activities, there'll be no charge for that. So, and it's rain or shine. So we hope that you come out there again on Saturday, August 20th.
At
10 Lyman Street, Kid Zone.
Between 10 and 2.
Between 10 and 2.
All right. You guys are everywhere.
We try to be.
This is great.
I think you have to be. I mean, unfortunately or fortunately, we're not backed by Scholastics or a Random House or these people that are going to shovel money at us to fly us to and fro. So we have to pound the pavement. Right. And that's why I quit my job. Although, you know, this was my calling, and I knew I couldn't propel Big Head Books as quickly as I wanted to work in a 9 to 5.
Right, right.
So I'm so grateful for my wife because I couldn't do it without her support. So I have to give a ton of praise to my wife Martique Jackson, because you know how many guys out there do you think would be able to live a minute after they told their wives, I'm quitting my job to write books? You know, that's probably not going to go over too.
No, probably.
So, and I'm not saying it went over well for me either. I'm still recovering from shoulder surgery. After, well, that's another story. But you have to get out there and you have to do it yourself. There's, you know, unfortunately, we're on a shoestring budget, and the money that we're making from these books, you know, you can call it what you want to, but we're not taking a salary from this. Okay. We're putting all the money right back into the company so we can develop Quest for the Key, so we can develop the Super Duper Kid. So we,
and I got to tell you, on the website when it says that I work for Chicken Nuggets and Dr. Pepper, that's the truth.
Yeah, and sometimes I don't give her ice with the Dr. Pepper. And sometimes there's no barbecue sauce for the Chicken Nuggets. You know, so we really are working on a shoestring budget, and but we know that there's something that we have that I'm hoping that you have and that you instill in your children, and that's vision. And we know that 5 years from now, that Big Head Books is, because of our goal, because that we make the prices low so that people can afford them, because we're out there visiting children in different states at no charge, we're not charging companies to do so, it's about empowering our children. That's really what this is about. It's not about movie deals, although I'm welcoming anything, and are selling millions of copies of New York Times bestseller list. You know what it's about? It's about seeing that kid pick up a book and get the message and wanting to better their lives because of it.
With that being said, if you have an organization that involves children, it doesn't matter if they're special needs and they're older, they're little tiny tots, and you'd like us to come and talk to them, just give us a holler at www.bigheadbooks.com, and we'll fit you in the schedule. Again, we don't charge anything. If you want to throw money at us, we're not going to not take it.
Donations
but
are welcome.
Our major goal is to really have superb outreach to the children and get this book into their hands, because we really feel that they can benefit from it. So again, if you want to reach out to any of us, I'm Nick Davies, Nicole Davies on Facebook.
I'm Ty Jackson. You could also reach Jimmy Hall and
you can't reach Marty on Facebook. But you can reach us, most of us, on Facebook. Friend request us, ask us questions if you want to. You can find us at Big Head Books on Facebook. You can find us at Big Head Books on Twitter. You can find us at www.bigheadbooks and at DannyDollar.com.
Excellent.
Wow.
I feel like a talk show host.
Yeah, you go. And I do have one more question.
Okay.
Well, I have several, but I'll keep it to one.
I'm sorry, I'm married. I can't.
Stop it.
No. That's the question I was thinking of. Let's try.
Darn it.
She looks like her husband.
My husband is going to be listening to you.
Sorry, hubby. Just playing around.
Are you going to invite outside authors into your publishing company world ever?
It is my goal to do that. It is my goal, although I plan on writing for the rest of my life. It is really my dream to do that. Mm. I really want to bring in, you know, to bless people with what we've been blessed with. I would love to get in those authors that stick, you know, that they stick in those particular areas that, you know, they call black authors and they call them Chinese authors or whatever. Why? We're all authors. Okay. You know, come to Big Head Books. We're going to treat you like everybody else. Right now, we don't have the ability to do that, but in the future, that is my goal. And I want kids, my daughter writes, I want young kids, I want older kids. I really just want to, we really just want to base it on every, you know, we want to have a melting pot. Just like our books, we really want to have our company, you know, fight for the underdogs. Get them in there, and because there's talent, you know, we have so much talent out there. And we can't overlook them just because they're 15, and we can't overlook them just because they're 94. And they shouldn't be overlooked or put in a hole because they're black or white, you know, or Hispanic. Mm-hmm. So we you know, that's my vision. And I'm Big Head Books' ultimate goal.
No, it's definitely our goal. And we'll probably start doing that late next year. So 2012, if you guys want to reach out to us, and we've already had a couple of people send out submissions, as long as they're copywritten, we're willing to take a look at anything. And we just want to make sure, as long as you're following the mission of Big Head Books, and that's one, first of all, to have fun. This is you know, about fun and bringing a different culture, so to speak, to the literary world. And you know, we certainly don't want anything heavy. We want to have fun. We want our children to be empowered. We want our children to be entertained. And I think if you're going to reach children, that's what you have to do. You know, not give them these heavy topics that you know, kind of suppress them and put them in a box. You know, let them use their imagination. Let them make their own decisions and laugh and giggle and have fun along the way while they're reading your book. And let kids be kids. I think that's a big mistake that a lot of adults make, is that, you know, they force them to read what they want them to read. Mm. You know what? That's not going to work that way. So, you know, get them to read some fun things that make them laugh, that they love music. Get them some books about music. If they love comic books, buy them some comic books. You know, they don't, you know, you could throw some Frederick Douglass at them later. I guarantee you, you know, they'll read it. That's what my mom did to me. You know, she threw some Malcolm X at me, and honestly, that changed my life. But prior to that, I had, you know, I had the Cat in the Hat, and stuff like that, like everybody else did. So now we're replacing the Cat in the Hat with When I Close My Eyes. So again, you can pick that up at bigheadbooks.com. And
thanks, Leo.
Yeah, thanks, Leo. Leo, it's an inside joke. But listen, we're so grateful to be here. I mean,
Thank you. You
are an exceptional host. I feel like I'm taking control of this interview now.
This is about you guys, not about me. No, so this is great.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, you're giving us the medium to do this.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you're very nice and energetic and
cute.
It's a pleasure to meet you. You supported us in more ways than one by not only purchasing our books, but having us here and you know, as
we'd love to come back and let you know our milestones.
Oh,
and
please.
And definitely look for the invitation to our launch party. We'd love to have you and the husband and the hubby.
Don't punch me. I'm just kidding.
And join us at that wonderful event and the launching of our company.
We would love to be there.
Mm-hmm. And I think. Thank you.
All right.
Jeanette. Appreciate
it. And we'll look for you online in all those lovely mediums, Facebook, all of the sites, for DannyDollar.com and
BigHeadBooks.com,
and on Twitter, BigHeadBooks. And there we go. Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.